and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind. A man of suffering and familiar with pain. Just close your eyes. I'm going to just pray because I just really believe that there are people here who in the past have been despised and rejected. Just like Jesus, he was despised and he was rejected. And I just believe that there are people here that in different situations and circumstances, in your home, a situation that has happened that you were rejected by, it may have been a family member, might be in friendship. But Jesus has gone there before you. And he doesn't want you to go through this life thinking that you have been despised and rejected. He has not come and hung on the cross and taken upon himself absolutely everything for you to continue to walk in rejection of any kind. So, Father, I just come and lift up, Father, Lord, every situation where there could have been cause for rejection. There could have been times where, Father, people have despised us for different things. Lord, I just thank you that that's not part of our future. And so tonight we just want to leave that at the cross. And Father, Lord, we know that as we leave that at the cross, what is beyond the cross is freedom. And I speak freedom over your lives now in the name of Jesus. That there is nothing that can cause any rejection whatsoever in your life as you hold on to what the Lord Jesus Christ has done on this day 2,000 years ago, or around this day 2,000 years ago. Father, you hung on the cross rejected so that every one of us who have been rejected in one way or another can come from that place into a place of freedom. So, Father, I just speak that freedom over each and every one of us now, in Jesus' name. Then it goes on to say, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. If you are suffering in whatever way, shape, or form tonight, or you're in pain, could be physical pain. It could be pain and anguish because something around you is not quite how you want it to be. You might be suffering in a way, Father, that you just want to tonight say, okay, God, I've been carrying this too long. I just believe God's saying, this is the time on Good Friday to leave it at the cross. To leave it at my feet because I want to take away that pain. I want to take that suffering. I suffered. I was in pain on that cross. But I did that for you. And I want to take that pain away. And I want to take that suffering away from your life tonight. But you have to give it to me. He wants to carry your burden. He doesn't want you to carry it. So just consciously, Lord, use your own words. Lord, I just lay this at your feet. This pain, this anguish. It may be a loved one that is not walking with God at this moment in time. Lord, that's painful. So, Father, I lay that at your feet. Father, I want us to be in a place where we trust you. That when we do give you things, Father, Lord, we can trust you. That you're going to work everything out for your good. Goes on to say, like one from whom people hide their face, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Father, I just pray that if any one of us, Father, Lord, just feels so low and rejected tonight, Father, you've gone before us. You took that to the cross so that we don't have to live in that place of low esteem anymore. But Father, you want to speak into our hearts and our lives so that we can walk in a place of freedom and liberty. Surely he took our pain and bore our sufferings. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. If you come in with a physical pain tonight, God wants to touch you tonight. I believe that even though we're celebrating Jesus on the cross, as a believer, as a Christian, we believe that's now an empty cross because he didn't stay there. But 3 days later, he rose again, and Jesus is now not a figure on a cross, but he is now seated at the right hand of the Father God in heaven. But one of the things that he did do, he bore our punishment, he bore our sicknesses, he bore our diseases. And so tonight, if that's you, if you come in here with a sickness whatsoever, if it's small or, you know, a headache, a toothache, that matters to God too. A sore foot, sore knee, or something more major, as what we term more major. For God, he took all sickness. He took all infirmity. He took all disease on that cross. And he says, by his stripes, we are healed. And so I speak healing over every one of you that has come to that place tonight where you've laid that sickness, that disease, that suffering at the feet of Jesus. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity, the sin of us all. Father, on this night, Good Friday, where we celebrate, Father, what you have done for us as a Christian, as believers. Lord, you don't want us to live any longer on this earth with any sense of guilt or shame. Father, that we know that you took all sin upon yourself. And so, Father, I just ask you that if any of us, Father, needs to return to you, Father, that you will speak into our hearts and lives. If you know that you're not walking in the right way before God, whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, Christians, people who've given their lives to Jesus Christ, sometimes can begin to do things in their own strength and start to go down a pathway that God doesn't want and doesn't intend. And when we can look at the cross, when we're reminded of what God has done, we're just saying, okay, God, Father, I'm so sorry that I've gone down a wrong pathway. Lord, tonight I want to come back to the right pathway. And Father, I just thank you that you took all sin, all punishment upon yourself. And so, Father, I trust in what you have done, and therefore I ask you to forgive me. And Father, I just thank you for that life that you have given me in exchange. My life given to you so that I can have your life and have it in its fullness. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and through the Lord make his life an offering of sin. He will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. Father, I just thank you that each one of us, when we focus upon you and allow you to do whatever you choose in our lives, Father, that we will be able to say before you every single night, Father, I thank you that I'm satisfied today because I walk with you to the best of my ability through the power of the Holy Spirit that is at work in my own heart and life. Father, I just thank you today and every day. Father, Lord, I will live to please you and not to please myself. Because, Father, what you did on that cross over 2,000 years ago, you took everything upon yourself. And today, Father, you deserve my best. But just tell him in your own words, in your own language, Father, I thank you for what you have done for me. You took away all my sin. You took away all sickness, disease, sickness, suffering. You've come to give me fullness of life. Just use your own words to say these things as we come to a close. It says, therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he has poured out his life unto death. Father, I just thank you that every single one of us, Father, will pour ourselves out for your purposes. Lord, I just ask you that you will forgive us for any half-heartedness, because we want to serve you for the rest of our days, or I do. You have to say these things yourself. I can't pray these prayers for you. But you see, this is what Good Friday means for me. It's a time where I can be so thankful to what God has already done. And I can be reminded of all these amazing things that he's done in my life and he's done in your lives. It's a time where I can say, God, there's things that I've not done in the right way. So, Father, bring me back to that place. Bring me back to the cross of Jesus Christ, where you again can be at the heart of absolutely everything. And if you don't know Jesus in the way that I'm talking, because what Jesus wants is that relationship, that close relationship. If you don't know him like I'm talking about, and you want to, then come and see myself or Helena afterwards, and we will be more than happy to speak to you.
Amen. 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 If we could have the worship guys up. We're going to stand together and we're going to take communion. And the word that the Lord has laid on my heart, let's stand together. As we take communion, the word that God's given me is the word consecrate. It was a very sacred thing that Jesus did on the cross, wasn't it? It was a very real, earthy, human thing in the sense that he gave his life. But it was a sacred thing. He consecrated his life. He lived a life of consecration. So as we come to this symbol tonight of what Jesus did on the cross, and we've got hot cross buns. We've had some wonderful communion bread here with chocolate chip cookies in it. We've had all sorts. But this is just a symbol, isn't it, of his body. Something tangible that he gave. And it was broken for you and for me. And the cup that we drink, Jesus said, this is the cup of the new covenant. He made a new covenant with us, with all those who would choose to follow him, to put their faith in him. A covenant of love, a covenant of redemption, a covenant of salvation. And he said, drink this, every one of you, in remembrance of me. So as we come, and we're all just going to come forward and take and eat and drink, let's do that with a heart of consecration, of giving ourselves afresh to the Lord and saying, God, I consecrate my life afresh to you tonight. Let's worship him as we do so.